The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. NICE reviews UK Spinraza reimbursement for SMA type 3 patients unable to walk. England's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, has begun a review process to decide whether to include spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, type 3 patients who are unable to walk unaided in the country's conditional reimbursement program for Spinraza or nusinersen. This conditional reimbursement program is part of a Managed Access Agreement, or MAA, between NICE, the National Health Service, the country's publicly funded healthcare system, and Biogen, the therapy's manufacturer. Under the MAA, which began in July 2019, NHS will fund Spinraza to eligible patients for 5 years, while further data is collected to help address any clinical uncertainties identified during NICE's original evaluation of Spinraza's potential public funding. Notably, Spinraza's eligibility criteria in the final MAA included essentially all SMA patients, except those with type 3 disease who have lost their ability to walk. This presumably was due to a lack of strong evidence of the therapy's benefits in these patients. Importantly, pediatric but not adult patients with SMA type 3 who lost their ability to walk in the previous 12 months are currently considered eligible for Spinraza's reimbursement. Now, Biogen, SMA UK, and other patient groups and clinicians will have the chance to submit additional national and international evidence on Spinraza's effectiveness that will help NICE determine if these SMA type 3 patients might benefit from the therapy and whether they should be included in the MAA treatment eligibility criteria. NICE's final decision is expected in 6 months. Meindert Boysen, Deputy Chief Executive and Director of NICE's Center for Health Technology Assessment, said in a press release, quote, "There are people with SMA who are not able to access treatment with Spinraza under the terms of the MAA, which began in July 2019. At the time, we said that we would not close the door to these people," Boysen said, noting that uniquely for this type of arrangement, "we made a commitment that we would review new evidence on the potential benefits of Spinraza for type 3 SMA patients who are not currently receiving it." Boysen said that if review shows those patients would benefit, "we will recommend they are included in the MAA to receive Spinraza." Importantly, during the review process, a particular treatment-stopping criteria for children with SMA type 3 disease was suspended. Per the current MAA, type 3 children who lost their ability to walk unaided in the 12 months prior to the agreement's implementation on July 28, 2019, and who could not regain that function after 12 months of treatment with Spinraza, would cease to be eligible for reimbursement. However, the NHS England and NHS Improvement agreed to suspend this criterion until NICE reaches a decision on the evidence review.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.